from KQED.
A lot of us, and this includes myself, rely on food apps like Yelp or Grubhub or Postmates. You expect to see restaurants rated, and you kind of expect them to deliver, too, even if the people at the restaurant don't want to.
You can't just claim that you're partners with all these restaurants just to make your business look better, because you're not. You know, you're just faking it.
A San Francisco chef found out that her restaurant was on a food delivery website without her permission. And it says a lot about what happens when tech companies rush to make a buck. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to The Bay.
So Pim Teshamoon-Vivet is a chef in the Bay Area. She used to be a blogger, and now she's been opening these restaurants, and she's super high profile. And she's got this this restaurant, King Cow. It's got a Michelin star, and people love it.
Sam Harnett covers Silicon Valley for KQED.
She's usually in the news because she makes great food. Most recently, she's been in the news because she had a huge blow-up with Seamless, which is owned by Grubhub. So she was at work one day. She was working on the floor, which she does sometimes, and she got a phone call.
And I picked up the phone, and here's this nice-sounding guy on the phone asking where his food was.
And the customer's saying, hey, I haven't got my delivery food in 45 minutes. Now, Pim is thinking, we don't do delivery. What's going on?
He's like, huh, I ordered from Kin Kao. I was like, yeah, this is Kin Kao, but I think maybe you got confused.
He's like, no, I went online and put in an order. And she's like, oh, well, we don't deliver and we don't work with any of these online apps. And he's like, really? Because you're on this one called Seamless.
And so we kind of hung up politely, and I just thought maybe he got confused. But then, I don't know, something he said got stuck in my head. So I tucked into the office and Googled Kin Kao delivery. And whoa.
She finds out she is on Seamless. There's her restaurant, except for it's got a menu that's not quite her menu.
And then there's also Grubhub, and we went to Yelp, and it's right there on Yelp. Oh, here's the reviews of Kin Kao, and here's how you can order it online. And I'm like, wait a second, what is going on? So I called that guest back, actually. I put up his phone number from my phone. I asked him if he got the food, and he was like, no, because you convinced me that it really wasn't you, so I canceled the order. I was like, oh, huh. But then he was kind enough to send me a copy of the order confirmation to show that he actually really ordered from this company, and they process his credit card and everything. And that was just the beginning of all of this.
Pim used to be a blogger. She's got tens of thousands of followers, right? So she went on Twitter and she's like, what are these companies doing? They're basically signing businesses like me up for their service even when we don't agree to it. And when I talked to Pim, she said, she wanted to use that platform to call attention to this, because a lot of, small restaurant owners, they don't have tens of thousands of followers on Twitter. So they get signed up for Grubhub or whatever, and, they got to call customer service and just try to get off the app. So Pim was using her platform.
And the Twitter feed just blew up, and they realized what was going on, and they quite quickly took us off.
So how is this even possible? How is it possible that a menu that is somehow connected to Pim's restaurant but not really ends up on this food delivery app Seamless?
Yeah, well, it wasn't even her menu at all, right? It was from some other totally different restaurant. And basically the deal is when Grubhub, Seamless, Postmates, DoorDash, they're all adding up restaurants at a super fast pace. They're trying to grow to make investors happy. So the vetting process is not really that good. So you could have a restaurant that's impersonating your restaurant that goes on and starts offering food on one of these sites, and who's going to catch it? Eventually a customer might, but what behooves these apps the most at this point is to sign up as many restaurants as possible and get as many customers as possible and to grow as fast as possible.
Food delivery isn't new, of course, but Sam says that in the era of big tech, it's a totally different game with a lot of money behind it. And it's changed everyone's expectations, even Grubhub's.
Grubhub is almost 20 years old. It started its business by forming partnerships with restaurants, having them agree to have their food delivered. Postmates and DoorDash, these are much more recent venture-backed companies. They're not public, and they're focused on growth. And a couple years ago, what they started doing is signing restaurants up for their services without consent and leaving it up to the restaurant owners to opt out. Now, Grubhub, seeing that Postmates and DoorDash were doing this, very recently decided it had to do the same thing to compete. And reluctantly, the CEO wrote a letter to shareholders basically saying, hey, listen, we've been following this. These other companies are signing restaurants up, without their consent. And we've looked at the numbers and we have to start doing the same thing.
I feel like especially here in the Bay Area where we are the trial period for a lot of things that happen in tech, there's almost an expectation that restaurants will be on these food delivery apps, both on the customer's behalf, but then also probably on a lot of pressure from restaurants or on restaurants.
Totally. I mean, I think, what you have is venture capitalists are assuming that, okay, everyone in the Bay Area just wants to be able to get anything at any time. So if we want to have a successful company like Grubhub, you got to deliver from the fanciest restaurants. And that's why you're seeing such a battle over these fancy restaurants. That's why you're seeing things like Kin Kao or State Bird Provisions, which is another restaurant that was signed up on this app without its consent. They want to get these high-profile restaurants because it's assumed that everybody in San Francisco is going to want to be able to get food from that restaurant whenever they want it.
So there's no way for restaurants to know which apps they're on or even if it is a restaurant that's on the app?
I think that's really what bothered Pim in this case, is that it is incumbent on the restaurant owner to watch over all this stuff. It's like someone signing you up to receive emails that you don't want to get emails from, or someone signing you up for a service that you didn't sign up for.
I feel like there's a lot of stories that we could talk about related to the tech industry where there's this feeling of powerlessness on behalf of the consumers and the people who have to interact with technology every day, us, basically.
Right.
You think about the Facebook and the elections. You think about your private information being shared by some of these companies. And there is a fair amount of powerlessness in the tech world. And so the story that we're talking about here with restaurants feels like just another example of that.
Totally. I think Pim's big thing is a lack of control.
As a business, we make decisions about how we're going to do our trade.
Her business has been successful because she's built it the way she wanted to build it.
I don't want to pack my food to send it off to your house because I don't know what quality it's going to be, what state it's going to be when it's on your dining table. I'm not comfortable with that.
She feels like these apps have taken that control away from her. She is very particular about her food. And the only way you can get take-home food from her restaurant, she said, is if you come in, have a bite, and then take the rest home. And she said, you probably don't want delivery guys doing that with your food.
So. Good call.
And I'm not against deliveries we all have done it, right? But you can't just add people onto your website without your permission. That's just not okay.
Does Pim feel like this is a situation where she can do something about it? Or does she feel like this is kind of out of her control? Because it almost sounds like a lot of what we've talked about is out of the restaurant's control.
Totally. I think in Pim's case, because she has notoriety and she's a more famous chef, she wants to do something about this. And she wants to do something about this not just for her restaurant, but for all restaurants. Small business owners who don't have tens of thousands of followers on Twitter and can't say, hey, don't sign my restaurant up for a service that I didn't sign it up for. And if you're gonna sign me up, give me some control over, what my restaurant looks like on the app, what the terms are, make sure my menu's up to date, So I think she wants to take this fight to the apps for not just her restaurant, but all restaurants.
Grubhub, which is the parent company of Seamless, apologized to Pim in a letter, claiming there was confusion on its site with another menu from a different restaurant. It's since taken Pim's restaurant off both Seamless and Grubhub. We put a link to Pim's tweet thread in our show notes, and in it you're going to see that there are other restaurant owners who had similar experiences. And now, Pim says she's planning to file a lawsuit. Sam Harnett reports on Silicon Valley for KQED. This episode was produced by Erica Cruz Guevara and editor Alan Montecilio. KQED's leadership team includes Julie Kane, Vinny Tong, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. We'll see you next time.